I apologize for our slight delay this morning, but I thank all those who have joined us, those persons here present and those joining us by live stream. And I know we assure each other of our prayers and best wishes this holy day. We have begun our Lenten pilgrimage, and our reading this morning brings us, if you will, to the edge of the promised land, which for us, of course, is eternal life in Jesus Christ, and through him with the Father by the Holy Spirit. Moses commands the people as they stand at the edge and about to take the promised land to this command: love God. Not simply do what God tells you to do, not simply be afraid of God's judgment so you don't go to hell. Love God. What a simple thing and yet a difficult thing at that. God himself offers us intimacy. And in the scriptures, it's the exact same, even deeper intimacy between a newlywed husband and wife, between a married couple, in a family, is the depth of the intimacy God holds out to us freely. But then Moses also gives the key to it, and we would say it this way: read your Bibles. Know the law of the Lord. Know the teachings of the Lord. Be attentive to the word of the Lord. As St. Peter himself would say to Jesus in John chapter 6, when all of the disciples, every single one of them, left Jesus except for the 12, are you going to leave too? And Peter's response is no. You have words of eternal life. To whom else can we go? So how important, yes, know your prayers, memorize your prayers, but even more important, know your Bibles, read your Bibles, love your Bibles, live the Bible. And so that Jesus would say to us in Luke that he has come to give us eternal life, and we must take up our cross each day to follow him. But here's the key: if anyone wishes to come after me, he doesn't force any of us. Not a single soul ever created has been forced to follow Jesus. We have been given the extraordinary gift of freedom, and we can choose to follow Jesus or not. We know what the consequences of that would be in this life, that people don't live like Jesus, as Jesus, for Jesus, with Jesus, and perhaps in the next without him as well. Yet those who choose to follow Jesus will know that the task is not easy. The road is not an easy one. There is self-denial that comes into the task, but not simply giving up what I don't like or need or doing things I don't want to do, but rather to understand, as St. Paul would put it in this way, one's entire existence is Christ. It's not Ed Buell's. It's not Pope Francis's. One's entire life is Jesus, And that's where the integrity of our being is. St. Paul put it this way: it's no longer I who live, it's Christ who lives in me. And one who allows Christ to live in him discovers not only intimacy with God, the great joy that comes, with love of one another and of others' love with us, to allow Christ to live within oneself. And that comes about by knowing the intimacy we have been handed to with God. So let us enjoy, engage, enrich our lives through this Lenten pilgrimage, because through it Christ is seeking anew to be born within us, to live through us and in us, that we might live with him through the Spirit with God forever. Amen.